Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house like a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Murondoy, Sharona and Nadira arrived to a happy Coretta, but a very cold and rude John. Coretta dismissed his attitude and threatened to put him out because she wasn't going to change her mind about Sharona staying with them. Simon was overjoyed that Pepper is pregnant, but she is not happy because of the stigma she may face having a baby for a man in his 70s. As we return to Murondoy, Simon is trying to discuss the pregnancy with Pepper.
Abigail. Pepper!
Oh, gosh, Simon. What is it?
Are we not going to talk about this?
Talk about what?
You're pregnant.
Oh, gosh. Why you don't take a loudspeaker and announce it to the whole world?
You know, I just might do that. I'm happy. Happy to be a father again.
Too bad I don't share the same feelings.
You're not happy being pregnant?
No.
Wow.
I never thought that this could happen between you and me, Simon.
It's because I'm in my 70s, isn't it?
You know I never had a problem with your age. But we got to think about how it's going to affect this child.
In what way?
Simon, by the time you meet 80, this child won't even be 10 years old.
And that is a problem? How?
Simon, most likely, you're going to be dead before this child even become an adult.
Ouch. I didn't know my time was so short. You planning to poison me or something?
Be serious now. We got to look at the reality.
You could die before me, Pepper. Young people are passing away these days. So what are you talking about?
Simon, it's most likely that I will outlive you.
Okay, say what you want. I am happy that I'm having another child. Have you gone to any doctor's appointments yet?
I only went to find out if I'm pregnant.
You feel you couldn't trust me to tell me. I'm your husband.
Because I don't know if I want it, Simon.
What?
I don't know if I want to keep this child.
Are you serious?
I'm considering my options.
Your options? What other option is there other than for you to give birth in 7 or 8 months?
So you already decide that we're keeping this baby? You already decide what's supposed to happen with my body?
What kind of nonsense is this? You're a married woman, financially stable with a good husband and a thriving business. What are you talking about?
Maybe I just don't want to be a mother.
Wow.
I mean, I wasn't prepared for this. I never thought that at your age, you could get me pregnant. And look how long we've been married, and it never happened before.
Oh, I see.
Look, I'm sorry, Simon. It's just a shock, you know, the uncertainty, the fear.
Abigail, you have nothing to worry about. This is great for us. It's a chance for me to do it again. I could correct all the mistakes I made when raising my other children.
I am just scared, Simon.
It's okay, Abigail. You have nothing to worry about. I promise you, my love, you have nothing to worry about. We'll have a beautiful baby.
Nadira, I can't believe you're going back to Kukwani already. Time passed so quickly.
I wish I could have stayed longer, Coretta, but I got to go back to the people work.
I know.
I got to leave around October and I'm going to come back.
All right, good.
Hopefully by then you and John will sort out your issues.
Why are you studying me, husband, Nadira? If he ain't sorry for himself, why anybody else should care?
You got to help him. I could see he's a good man.
A good man? Who beat me and go to prison? So good, eh?
No, Coretta, you must see something in he make you marry he.
The problem is that me and he hardly know one another when we get married.
Okay.
Suddenly, I was getting beaten by John and I didn't know why.
But at least you go through with the case and he go to prison and serve his time. A lot of women don't follow up with these domestic violence cases. And so these men don't change the behavior. Next thing you know, they kill the women.
Well, not me. And if John ever decide to take God out the thoughts for not me again, it's straight to prison I sending him back.
So he ain't trying that since he come out?
You're mad? You think I would got he living with me if he try for not me again? Tal. I ain't taking that from no man. Not ever again in this life.
You're right. As women, we got to respect ourselves and have confidence in ourselves.
Exactly.
Anyway, I hope you can get whatever help you need to sort out yourself.
If he don't get help soon, I can put him out. Especially since I got Sharona living with me now. I can't take no chances.
Okay.
Anyway, my cousin, I'm going to miss you.
Don't worry. I'm going to call you every day. I got to keep check on Sharona.
Yes.
Look out for Coretta. She's a good girl. And with this good job she get, great things going to happen for she.
You don't worry. I got she.
I could never repay you for this.
Don't mention it.
All right. It's time I hit the road. Sharona!
Coming, auntie.
She going to miss you.
I know.
You going now, Auntie Nadira?
Yes.
All right, I'm coming to see you all.
I can call the taxi for Kyrie to town.
Thanks, Coretta.
Excuse me.
Sharona, remember you come here for a purpose, right?
Yes, Auntie.
Go to your job every day on time. Make sure you do what you got to do and don't get into no problems with nobody.
I won't.
Don't let no man distract you either. You got plenty time for that.
I know, Auntie.
Good.
I can miss you so much.
All right, me baby. I gonna come and visit as often as possible.
Okay.
The taxi coming just now.
Thanks, Coretta.
Auntie Nadira.
Oh gosh, Sharona, you're gonna make me cry too.
Sorry.
It's all right. I tell Coretta around October time. Yeah, I can see.
If I could come to Kukwani before, I can come.
Okay.
I promise I can make you proud.
You already made me proud, Sharona. You've been through a lot, and you're still standing.
Thanks, Auntie.
Don't worry, Sharona. Your future is bright.
Once you settle into this job, I want you to start thinking about something you can study. You're going to get lucky with getting this good job because somebody I know. But I want you to dream bigger.
UG is free, Sharona. You just got to find a program that suits you.
I can think about it.
All right.
Taxi call.
Time to go, my niece. Mwah.
Filming here for 6 weeks.
Malachi, my son.
Hey, Dad.
I got some good news.
Oh, really? What's up?
You'll never guess.
Okay.
What do you think it is?
I don't know, Dad. Just tell me.
All right, let me give you a hint. You know what? Scratch that. I can hardly contain my excitement. Abigail is pregnant.
What?
My wife is pregnant, Malachi.
Pepper is pregnant?
That's what I said.
Oh, wow.
Aren't you going to congratulate your dad? At 72 years old, the old man still got it.
Yeah, that's, great.
You don't sound too happy for your old man.
I mean, it's kind of weird. This wasn't what I was expecting to hear, but congratulations, I guess.
Nah, come on, what's the issue?
Dad, you have grandchildren. I mean, you have grandchildren older than your new baby.
And? It happens in families all the time.
Right.
I'm grateful that I can do this again at this age.
Okay, how's Pepper feeling about this?
Abigail is surprised.
Okay, is she happy though?
Not fully. It was unexpected, you know?
Okay.
But she'll come around.
Right.
Hey, I feel like celebrating.
Wow, you're really happy, Dad.
I am! After Eva, I never thought I would have another child. But here I am. 72 and about to be a father again.
So, when is this baby expected?
Won't be until next year. I have to go to the doctor with Pepper.
Okay.
What a blessing to be able to do it all over again. What a blessing.
Yeah, good for you, Dad.
I don't care if it's a boy or a girl. All I want is a healthy baby.
Simon, is who you're talking to?
Hey, Malachi, let me call you back.
Okay, Dad.
Wait. You call your son for tell you I'm pregnant?
Shouldn't I be sharing the good news?
I don't want this news to spread in Murundi right now, Simon. Oh, gosh, man. Respect my wishes, na man.
But this is my son. You mean I can't share the good news with my son?
Then he gonna tell his wife, Alexis. Then she gonna tell she friends. Then she friend gonna tell a friend. Next thing you know, everybody in Murundi can be talking about it.
Well, it's not like you can hide a pregnancy for 9 months anyway.
Nobody in Murundi ain't got to see me pregnant, you know, Simon. I could drive out with me windows up, and you could take over run the shop when I start showing. Nobody in this village ain't got to know that I'm pregnant.
Well, Miss Myrtle knows, Catalina knows, and now Malachi knows.
Besides them set of people.
Come on, my Abigail. My Pepper. Loosen up. We're going to have a baby. Nothing has made me this happy in a long time. We're having a baby!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.
Murundi Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual, and creating an equitable future for all.